The new music.
This is UK Talk Radio.
Radio.
With the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Music. The new music.
Today we're talking to the band Magic, and we're going to talk about a fantastic achievement. 3 weeks at the top of the UK Talk Radio Hot 100, as voted for by our listeners. A Love Like Yours and Mine. So, Randy, tell me a little bit about the song itself.
Well, this actually kind of started in rehearsals as an attempt to sort of pick up a little bit of a 50s vibe. And, you know, it was something we were kind of doing a little tongue-in-cheek at first, just to have a little fun and step outside of our normal sound, normal like street rock, I guess, type of sound. And it kept a little smile on our face. We decided to keep moving forward with it. And then Dave worked out his take on vocals, what he thinks it is about, what it made him feel like. And it kind of shaped itself from there. You know, we didn't want it to sound like it literally was recorded in the 50s or that sort of thing, but we wanted enough of that flavor to sort of just give it a little bit of a different edge.
That's right. It's got that 50s feel, but it's also quite modern in its feel. It's quite unique what it's achieved, but it's just a great fun song, isn't it? It really makes you feel good.
It's just got more of an upbeat, more of a little bit nostalgic, you know, simpler times type of thing. And it has, I think overall, it has a pretty positive vibe.
And I think we all like that, don't we? We all like to think there was a simpler time. It's nice to be transported back to a kind of or have a feeling for a time like that.
Yeah. And again, it's a bit of a nostalgia thing. I mean, we're all getting a little gray, but none of us were born in the 50s either. But but the music, you know, the music carried on and had an influence on all the rockers that came after that.
Yes. And tell us a little about us. So you've got a fantastic album out at the moment, which is called The Room. So tell us about the album.
I would start off by saying that what Magic mostly is about, and the thing that gives us the most joy, is it's really, we've been musicians for life. We've been in and out of bands. We've done this, that, and the other. And this is probably the first time for any of us that We just wanted to play together. And we just wanted to come up with some stuff. This wasn't about trying to get a record deal or trying to get, you know, radio play or anything. It was just, I guess the approach was, you know, we're going to be over here doing our thing. And if a crowd forms, that's great. If nobody shows up for it, well, we're going to be over here doing that anyway. So, so there's no urgency. There's no, there's nothing contrived in our minds anyway, about the material. It's three guys that love making music. We really love each other's company. And that's really what it was about. We just wanted to kind of play together. And Dave threw some stuff out there to see what kind of feedback we got. And I have to say, it was a lot better feedback than I think any of us anticipated.
I suppose it sounds to me as if you enjoyed it rather than a kind of a commercial purpose. And I think sometimes maybe that's the best way to produce music, to come at it. And it's just like, well, we're just going to have fun here and see where it goes.
Exactly right. And as I was saying before, it's probably the most satisfying feeling of doing it is, you know, when you're trying to, when you have a deal or when you have management or that sort of thing, and like I said, things become a little contrived. It's like, well, it's got to kind of sound like this. You should include this. You definitely don't want to sound like that and that sort of thing. And we didn't have any of that feeling with this. We just wanted to make some music. And so we did. And I think that's what makes it work.
And tell us about the track Change. Tell us a little bit about that particular song.
Well, Will and Dave were kind of looking for a momentum shift, some type of thing. You know, when you think of some of the classical rock bands, it was a whole period of time where everybody needed their power ballad in order for them to get on the radio and that sort of thing. And the guys didn't want to go necessarily that way with it, but they wanted a bit of a momentum shift where it was pretty much just, you know, a calmed down, I think it more or less started on acoustic guitar and vocals, and they just kind of built it up sonically a little bit from there. But they wanted to keep it they wanted to keep it relatively simple, and again shift up the momentum a little bit, give the listener a little bit of a change of pace, and I think they did a brilliant job with that.
Where'd you hide it? Did you find it? Some place we've always known. So much time gone. Did you find love?
Drummer in the band, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. What is a track that you were actually on that you, there's something special about it? I know I'm asking you to select one track here, so never easy. But from the room, what is one track that you were involved in that kind of has some a special a moment, this one that you really liked?
I would say one stands out to me a little bit. There's a sense of, downbeat stomp type of power, and I really enjoy doing that. There's a lot of you feel a little bit mighty when you're playing that sort of thing, and it really, that song tends to fill a room pretty powerfully. I think another one that I particularly enjoy playing and coming up with the beats for, and that was a song called Lost. And that song, it almost sounds like two different songs kind of put together because of the break in the middle, and the tempo speeds up. So at the beginning, it sort of has more of a little bit of a swingy stomp type of thing. And then it just goes into pretty much a straight rocker towards the end. And that's a lot of fun to play.
Right now, we've been joined by Will, who plays guitars in Magic, and we are talking about the album The Room. And the track that really grabs you is Lost. So tell us about the track and why you enjoy it.
Maybe because it was a little challenging as a musician. We have some time changes in it. And, I don't know if you're aware, I don't want to sound like a big shot, but I play the guitar and the bass. So again, with the time signature changes and the way that we recorded it, Randy came out originally and we did the drums and the rhythm guitars. And then Dave and I went back and I used the rhythm guitar as a guide track. So I cut the bass and the overdub guitars, the leads, and then Dave went in and cut the vocals. So, you know, again, probably for me, because I'm a musician, maybe because it was a little bit challenging.
And tell us lyrically a little bit about the song itself. So for our listeners, what's the song about?
You would have to ask Dave that. Dave wrote all the lyrics. Certainly my, I don't want to, again, because he wrote the lyrics, I'm only interpreting what he wrote, but I think it's pretty much about sort of love lost. That's sort of the focal point of it. The sort of the aftermath of that, that's why it's called Lost, I guess. So, but again, I would want you to talk to Dave because he wrote all the lyrics. So that's my interpretation of what he wrote. We never really, I don't think he and I ever really discuss when he writes lyrics. Okay, well, what is this about, or so on and so forth. So you may want to clear that up with him to make sure.
So we're talking to David from Magic. We're talking about the album The Room, and the track is Lost. So he's been explaining a little bit about musically his part on the song. You wrote the song. So tell us what the song's about and how you produced it.
So during one of our jam sessions is usually how we come up with some of these really cool pieces. And that particular one was a result of sort of just getting in the rehearsal studio and hammering out things. And one also came about that way. So you just capture this melody and you just sort of, it sort of plays itself out. It writes itself. And all I can tell you is imagery starts to form and the words start to form.
And what was it like when you were actually in the studio? So you've, for our listeners, you've created something, you've made something solid from your mind, you've created the lyrics, you're coming along with the music. So what's it like then, the process of actually going into the studio and making this happen, making it something real?
That's a great question. First of all, we don't think about it. you just let it flow. And I think that's probably where it all kind of stems from. It just kind of just blows the feel. You have to capture the feel, and that's one of the probably the bigger obstacles. Because we've run into that before where we're like, we don't understand. We got this energy level on like Love Walk, but then something happened in the studio, whether it was a particular producer or just the way we did it. So we had to kind of go back in there and recapture that sort of live element to it. So it definitely lends itself that way, if that makes any sense.
Got it. Yeah, and a bit of spontaneity, and I get that. I mean, as a musician, I would imagine that you certainly want an amount of spontaneity rather than it all be almost like done by paint by numbers. You actually want that creativity going on there. So I can really get that. Okay, that's fine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go round everybody again and come up with a second track that you particularly liked for whatever reason, just your own personal reason. So I'll ask you your own reasons. We're obviously talking about the album. So Randy, as you've given us one of your favorite tracks on the album, what's your second track from The Room?
Excuse me. For me, it's a pretty close tie between One and Lost. And it's an energy thing. It's the type of it's the feeling that you have when you're playing it. It's the feeling that you have when you're kind of putting it out into a room.
I think no fun.
I think those are the two that stand out to me the most. And you know, when I kind of go to that when I go to the album itself, those are the ones that I, you know, I probably get the most out of when I listen back to them.
Brilliant. And let's move around the band. So, Will, same question: your song from The Room, and what is it that moves you about the track?
Probably On the Edge, and it's more the fans than me. Dave can back me up on this. From the very beginning, On the Edge has been a fan favorite whenever we've performed it live. I'm a bad, when I if I listen to stuff and I say, okay, well, what's the track that you want to release or what do you think? I'm very bad at doing that. I never pick the right song, whether it be a group that I hear or friends will come over and say, hey, we just put a new album together. What should the single be? And I never know. And it's the same thing with us, but On the Edge has been one that whenever we play it live, it gets an amazing response from the fans. So I guess for that reason, I'll say my next track would probably be On the Edge.
And that must be a magic feeling when you've actually created something in the studio, you've put it together, you've recorded it, and then that must be a separate kind of a feeling to actually go live. And suddenly that song has come to life in front of an audience. It must be a fantastic feeling.
Oh, you have no idea. This whole thing, this album, dropping this album and all of the fan response and everything that's going on with this is amazing. And I'm very humbled, very appreciative, especially to people like yourself who have taken a further interest in us. And always amazing. You create something and you don't always get that feedback but when you do, it's absolutely wonderful. And for me, I try to surround myself with amazing people that are better than me, and that's Dave and Randy. So that's
love fest here. Hey, you know, Will, I just want to say this. Now that Will mentioned On the Edge, On the Edge was like the very first song Will and I kind of wrote together. It was like when we were just sort of meeting for the first time. We got together at a rehearsal studio, and so like I was going to get a drink of water, and Will starts riffing off this, you know, which is On the Edge. So I run back in there, and I was like, hey, what are you playing? What are you playing? Believe that. So that was like the first song that we've had written together. And so when we did our first show, which was at BB King's and Universal, which is, I don't think it's no longer there, but we opened with that song. And the minute that we closed it, you know, it was just a whole nother level of energy kicked up into the room.
Yeah, you could feel it. It was electric.
Yeah. So that was like, Will and I looked over at each other. Yeah, we thought, okay. Because, you know, we like it, but we're not sure how it's going to come off.
And that must be a magic feeling when you get a confirmation that it actually has gone down well. You can know it in your mind, but to get it from an audience, it's like reinforcement, isn't it? Well, this really works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Sorry, Will, you were going to say.
Yeah, I was just saying, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's a confirmation. Again, with all of the stuff, for example, the reason we're talking to you right now is the reception that the music has had. You know, again, I'll speak for myself. I'm more surprised than anybody whenever there's this much of a response, and it just sort of takes off on its own. It's very humbling, and you know, you can't really explain it. It's just wonderful, amazing feeling when you create something and it resonates. It's really wonderful. So we're definitely very lucky, and we're very lucky to have people like you that embrace it. So thank you.
You're very welcome. It's been great to see a love like yours and mine get airplay on UK talk radio, then rise steadily up the Hot 100, and incredibly spend 3 weeks at number one out of all that 100 songs. So it's been an absolute pleasure for us. And of course, we're now focusing on the brand new single, which is called Over. And you can see that on YouTube. Simply tap in Over and the spelling of the band's name, M-A-J-I-C, M-A-J-I-C, and that's magic.